Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So now we open the floor for your questions if you have any. The brother at the very end.
Is it forbidden to attend the wedding of a person who intends to show off?
Who intends to show off? Well, Islamically, if you are invited to a wedding and there is nothing haram in this wedding, you must attend. Regardless of the intention of the person, whether he wants to show off or not, as long as there is nothing haram. It is haram on him to be extravagant. It is haram for him to hire a whole hotel and pay a lot of money for that. But as long as what's inside is halal, you attend so that you would accept the invitation of your Muslim brother. He's sinful and you're not, inshallah. Yes, brother.
The prohibited colors of the clothes, which are prohibited?
What are the colors that are prohibited for a man to wear? Nothing is prohibited for a man to wear except pure red color. So wearing yellow is permissible. Wearing orange is permissible. Dyeing, painting or dyeing the clothes with saffron, this is not permissible. And also usfar, which is something similar in color, giving it orange or yellowish. Painting it with these two substances is not permissible because it was the habit of the kuffar at the time. For a Muslim, he may wear any type of color, black, white, yellow, except red. A man must not wear red that is completely red. But if it is red with lines in black or lines in other colors or divided, this is no problem, inshallah.
Can we go to a non-Muslim's wedding?
What's the ruling on going to a non-Muslim's wedding? If the wedding involves going to the church or going to the temple or being present when their priest is conducting the marriage, this is completely prohibited. Witnessing such religious processions is not permissible for a Muslim. But if the marriage took place in the church and then they're making or throwing a party in the house and you know that the food is halal, segregated, and no music, this is permissible. But to my experience and knowledge, if you have a non-Muslim having a party that is segregated, no alcohol, no haram food, and no music, these are Muslims. And you will never find this in a non-Muslim marriage, and Allah knows best.
In India, where we stay, there is something called as Shadi before the Walima, which is from the girl's side, I guess.
Okay.
So can we celebrate?
Anything, akhi, that is related to food. So if the father of the bride makes dinner tonight, and then the husband family makes it tomorrow, and after the wedding, the husband himself makes another party, these are all according to the customs. There's nothing wrong in that. And the most important thing is that we should not make these customs part of Islam. But if they are normal, permissible invitations, no problem. My son graduated from high school. I slaughter a sheep and I call people to come. Oh no, this is haram, haram. Why? This is normal stuff. It's not related to a form of worship or it's not an innovation. Likewise, these customs that people have related to their marriages, these are permissible as long as they are not related in the sense of religiously. Oh, he did not do that. And people would blame him and it becomes haram on him. No, this is different state, inshallah. Yes, Sahi.
So, is it mandatory or recommended to attend nikah? And what is the reward of attending nikah?
The Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that a Muslim, rights over a Muslim are six in some hadith. And one of them is, when he invites you, you attend. So it is mandatory for you when invited to attend. But scholars differentiated between the different types of invitations. For example, if a friend, his son passed and graduated and he's throwing a party, he is slaughtering a sheep, and he invited me to attend. Is it mandatory for me to attend? The answer is no. If he invites me to a walima because he got a new job, it's not mandatory for me to attend. It's recommended. But if he invites me for a walima of his marriage, now this is a feast or a dinner that is mandatory because it's related to marriage. It's related to religion. Likewise, if someone gets aqiqa, if someone gets a child and he slaughters a sheep for a girl or two sheep for a boy, and he invites me, they say that this is related to religious affairs, so it is mandatory to attend. What is the reward? You are fulfilling your brother's right and you are complying with the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The brother there has a question.
Assalamu alaikum, Ji.
Salam.
Is engagement ceremony legal in Islam, and the exchange of rings, is it means on the same platform with the bride and groom, can they exchange the rings? Is it legal or no?
Okay. The brother's question, if I understand it, is the engagement ceremony legal in Islam? If you are talking about the engagement before the marriage contract, where the man and the woman, they are engaged but not yet married. No contract yet has been made. So they have the period of a month or two where they get engaged and they go out together, they go to the movies, but they're not married. They are not yet married. The man did not say to the groom, I give you my daughter in marriage. He did not say, I accept her marriage. No dowry was discussed. The answer is no. This ceremony is totally prohibited. The man is a total stranger for the woman. Exchanging the rings is an issue of dispute. The most authentic opinion that it is not permissible, because the origin of this exchange is Christian and not Islamic. Unfortunately, in some countries like Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, they call this ring as mihbas, which means that this is a lock. It's sort of a lock. And they believe that this locks the husband to his wife. And that is why they believe that wearing this means the marriage is locked and intact. And I saw brothers wearing this, unfortunately, and I told them to take it off because it was made of gold, and explained to them that it's not permissible for men to wear gold. And he said, yeah, well, I believe you. So I said, okay, take it off. He said, no, I will, inshallah, do something about it. I will take a silver ring. I said, okay, take this off. He said, no, I can't, I'm married. If I take it off, it will affect my marriage. So subhanAllah, this is shirk and an innovation. If you think that this affects your marriage, this is shirk, because you're believing in something to have a negative effect or a positive effect that Allah did not make such an effect. So such engagement where a woman meets a man and they consider themselves to be engaged and they go to the movies, they go to the malls and they spend time together, this is totally prohibited and forbidden in Islam. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.